producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we got Army paramedics like Jennifer calling in. We've got Michelle in South Carolina reporting on hospitals, volunteering to take Ebola patients. Oh, yeah, I've heard that. Oh, bring them here. Spread it. We've got retired medical workers wanting to comment. Chris in North Dakota. Kim Bile, a radiology specialist, wants to comment on what's happening. What do you think's going on?
Well, I don't know exactly what's going on with the government, but I just want to let people know. Now, this is information that I've received, and it might be a little outdated. But what people need to know about Ebola is that as long as you don't have any open sores in your skin, and you don't get the contaminated substance in your mouth, your nose, or your eyes, generally you're protected. Now, when it comes to the two nurses that were working on Mr. Duncan down in Dallas, what I surmise what happened and how they got infected is in the late stages of the virus, your internal organs are liquefying. And what happened with him is his alveoli, the air sacs in your lungs, were bursting and filled with fluid similar to pneumonia. And when you're coughing and you're going to be expelling those heavy droplets out into the air into a 3 to 5 foot radius. And so if they had any charts, any pens, anything like that, that they sat down on a hard surface that they didn't decontaminate after they took off and they down-dressed. They got out.
No, I agree with you. Plus, they told them to put tape around their necks. That could pull some skin off, do that. My point is this. I'm no virologist, but it used to hit like 36 people, and it would be a national news story or a world story. Now it's got thousands. It's mutated. It lives in the body longer. It's clearly getting stronger. So what you're going off of is the old Ebola. We don't know yet what's happening with this new one, but it's certainly radically different.
And that's my point exactly, is with as you were commenting on earlier, how many infections, they estimate that after every third to fourth generation of infection, so you got one person spread it to two people spread it to four people spread it to eight people. By the time you're getting to that eight people that are infected, the virus is going to mutate by that fourth generation of infection.
And with all these millions of people that are getting in Africa, they believe it may go airborne very soon, and that's the $64 trillion issue. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and go to Jennifer in Pennsylvania, a former Army paramedic. What's your take on this, Jennifer?
Hey, Alex, huge supporter of your everything, all your products.
Thank you.
Mine is about the Hippocratic Oath. My question is, maybe to you or the audience, we all have to take an oath, just like the president has to take an oath, just like...
Yeah, do no harm, Hippocrates, yes.
We know the oath probably doesn't mean much to them, but this is, people died because of that oath. And my question, I don't really know how to phrase this question without making it too confusing, but how far, what does that Hippocratic Oath mean? Does that mean we put ourselves in jeopardy as paramedics?
Well, you got to triage it, and so you contain the African countries, you try to give them aid, but you don't let it spread. I mean, the Hippocratic Oath says you don't let a contagion spread. That's first off. They've inverted it to say bring all the Ebola patients here. It's like Joe Biggs went to UT and 17 or 30 people said bring Ebola here. House it, you know, basically get Ebola to prove you're liberal. So that's kind of an inverted Hippocratic Oath. You contain it, you help those as much as you can, but it's a triage. You don't spread it to show that you're, you know, liberal.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I mean, we take an oath, though, to protect and defend the weak and sick, right? Just like the president takes the oath, but, you know, maybe the oath doesn't mean something, but I know it.
Well, exactly, but then you take another oath to this country and to your family. Family first. Well, God first, then family, then the country. So what they need to be doing is protecting our country first. Because if they won't protect this country, they won't protect anything. And the truth is the globalists hate this country and are shutting down our power systems and raising our taxes. And the globalists that have become powerful off this nation have disdain for it. They have no respect for us.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. We're live. October 19th, it's Sunday. We're broadcasting worldwide. There's no other talk radio like this. We're biased. We love the truth.
Like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
No, we're not clones. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God.
I have sworn as well.
Every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We got Daryl in North Carolina. He says he's got intel out of Fort Detrick, the big bioweapons command base. We got Michelle, South Carolina, saying hospitals are volunteering to take Ebola patients. That's in the news. Frank in New York, retired medical worker, wants to talk about Ebola. Gabe says it's going to get a lot worse. We've got Pam in Texas. She's canceled her tickets with American Airlines, or United Airlines. And we're joined for this hour, we'll be taking calls with him, by Robert David Steele. He's a former Marine, CIA case officer, U.S. spy hacker, CEO, he's probably better known as being a hacker and best-selling author, CEO of Open Source Solutions Network, Inc., and 2012 candidate for a Reform Party presidential nomination. Currently CEO of Earth Intelligence Network, an accredited educational nonprofit. He's known for his advocacy of open source intelligence, teaching 7,500 mid-career officers from across 66 governments, and is today the foremost proponent of applied collective intelligence, which integrates holistic analytics, true cost economics, and open source everything. The latter, an engineering and information management approach that is affordable and scalable. His most recent book is The Open Source Everything Manifesto, Transparency, Truth, and Trust. BigBatUSA.org, just one of his website. He's got Pi, Beta, Iota.net as well, all linked up on InfoWars.com. Now, back in September, he said here, and I played it last hour, so I won't play it again, that the word he was getting was a false flag with an Ebola simulant to basically create a political smokescreen to block out a political catalyst of true change in this country. Now, I was gone with a family issue. David Knight interviewed him a few weeks ago, and he said, well, basically, I'll let him say what he thinks about what's currently happening. But there's so much to go over. From what I'm seeing, the default positions are being turned off. Ebola is being allowed to come in and spread. Do I think it's the end of the world? No. But it's certainly an example of how they are trying to undermine this country, to create a policy of dumbed-down poor people who are so busy trying to find their next meal they can't be politically involved. And again, we have a lot of phone calls. You'll be able to talk to Mr. Steele here today and bring up your points on Ebola. The big question is, what's happening while we're looking at Ebola? We'll discuss that as well. Robert, great to have you here with us. And he may not be getting audio from me on his Skype. Robert, can you hear me? Yeah, we lost audio to him. Reconnect. Skype's a wonderful technology, but at the same time, it does have its bumps in it. So we'll get his take on all of that coming up as soon as we get him on. By the way, if you're a radio listener and you hear me say, play this clip, look at this article, we reach millions a day with video streams. We reach tens of millions a week on YouTube and other platforms. So it's a syndicated radio show on 170-plus stations, but it's also really a TV show. You can all find the free feed at Infowars.com/show. Be sure and pay that forward. Take that link, send it out to others. Tell folks about the national strike to draw attention to the inaction on Ebola and so much more. Because clearly him hiring a non-medical doctor, no Ebola background, a guy that runs fake energy deals for Al Gore, as the new czar shows me, it's nothing but a big profit-taking operation, insider operation. All right, we do have Mr. Steele able to hear us. Thank you, Robert David Steele of BigBatUSA.org for joining us. You heard my question. You've got the floor. You made that prediction, or you said, this is what I'm hearing. What do you have to say now? What do you think is going on? What are your sources telling you?
Well, the good news is that instead of a false flag, what we're dealing with is blatant malfeasance by CDC and the NIH. And this Dr. Gucci at NIH should be fired. I certainly agree with you that Klein is not a serious appointee. No czar ever is. Bottom line here is the U.S. government is not seeing to the best interests of the American public.
I mean, clearly it's criminal neglect any way you slice it. But tell us the intel you were getting 2 weeks before this guy is even in the news and 3 weeks before he dies, or 4 weeks, saying, I'm hearing about a simulant Ebola to be brought in as a false flag, and there could be a national strike over it. I mean, that's an amazing statement. I mean, what were you hearing?
At the time, what I was hearing was that there was complete confidence that Ebola would not reach the United States, but that it could be introduced in the United States as a means of forcing the issue of passing a draconian quarantine law that would then be abused in the future. What I think we have now is real Ebola showing up because of the hubris, because of the ignorance, because of the irresponsibility of the CDC and the White House. The White House knew 10 months ago this was an issue. In 2004, Brent Scowcroft and others told the White House that infectious disease was the number two high-level threat to national security after poverty. So now I think reality has trumped false flag. Now, it's still a threat, and the martyrs from Saudi Arabia are still a threat. But the U.S. government has become more of a threat than false flag, if that makes sense to you.
No, I get it. Who needs Saudi Arabian martyrs with Ebola that are carrying it on purpose and vectoring it when you've got a government that just gives visas to people that are clearly sick in countries that are collapsing? I mean, that's just, I mean, I get ineptness. I know that goes on. But the level of ineptness is like batting 1,000. How are they so perfectly inept?
You know, I think part of the reason, and I've thought about this for a long time, part of the reason is that the U.S. government has never been held accountable for actually looking out for the public interest. And what we have now is a perfect storm. Ebola could be an excellent it could be a wake-up call for the American public, the good-hearted, common-sense American public. The government is not serving our needs. Maybe it is time for a general strike.
It's just crazy that you brought that up a month plus ago, and then it just clicked for me Friday. We should have a national strike just pointing out, why are the borders open? Why are you allowing flights? Why are you issuing these visas? I mean, this could be the catalyst. A lot of people that are smart, like yourself, are saying the same thing. Michael Savage thinks that they've really miscalculated and that this is ineptness.
Well, you know, I used to say that when given a choice between incompetence and conspiracy, always go with incompetence. And then 9/11 happened. And, of course, I've seen so many false flag conspiracies since then. 9/11, the school in Connecticut, the Boston bombing. So my real concern here is what we have is a perfect storm in which incompetence has trumped false flag, but at the same time, I'm sorry, I've got something going on here to the side that should not have been allowed to happen. Let me just turn it off.
I don't know how that is, these damn devices and phone calls.
Yeah, no, forgive me, Alex, because it's an honor to be on your show, and I think you do extremely important.
Well, we totally get phones and stuff ringing, bro.
Okay.
That's how it is.
So I think CDC has been incompetent. The National Institute of Health has been incompetent. The lead guy for the National Institute of Health is actually a known incompetent from the AIDS-HIV time frame.
Yeah, that's what Savage said. He pointed out he's the guy that let that spread. Stay there. I want to break down as an analyst with a field CIA commander where you think this is all going to go and what we're not looking at while this is happening. Stay with us.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Nobody. On Friday, I launched a national strike idea because I was playing a clip of Robert David Steele of BigBatUSA.org or PiBetaIota.net, incredible news sites, with all his analysts on there. And I was going, wait a minute, he predicted the Ebola, and then he said there should be a strike against it. Let's have a strike. So that's why I said let's get him on Sunday. I appreciate him graciously coming on his Sunday, but this affects us all. And then I said, let's have a petition. We've had those before. Not that the White House responds, but it becomes a bully pulpit when we get 500,000 signed signatures to deport Piers Morgan for his red coat activities. A citizen has free speech, not some foreigner. Well, the White House, for the first time ever, removed our petition to ban West African flights or cease issuing visas to West Africans until the pandemic is abated, which the surrounding African countries and hundreds of other countries have done 2 months ago. So Kent Daniels is writing a story about that right now. But Robert David Steele, I'm going to give you the floor during this segment and come back with calls with you. But they are really scared of the strike idea because that was also in the petition. And they're really upset about any type of response. Don't they know they're going to get the blame? Because I agree with you now. This is leaning towards incompetence because it's blowing up in their face so bad. That's more scary than them false flagging and being in control. It's so scary to think the people running things and starting war with Russia and funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS are this inept, and Obama plays golf like 4 hours a day and doesn't even have meetings with his czar. Give me your take on this. You've got the floor. What do you think this is distracting from as well? Go ahead.
Alex, let me say that one of the reasons Obama plays golf so much is because he realizes he's not actually president.
Yeah.
Ever since JFK was assassinated by elements of his own government in collaboration with Wall Street and New York Energy and the Bush family, no president has actually been president. And Obama was given the choice between gold or lead very early on in his presidency, and he's been a deer in the headlights ever since. So he's not actually running the government. Now he's just embarrassed. I think that one of the problems we have is that Ebola is making it clear to the American people that the U.S. government lies to them about everything. And or even worse, the U.S. government doesn't actually know the truth about anything. So Ebola for me is the perfect storm. It's the absolute proof needed to the American public that Congress, the executive, the Supreme Court, the intelligence community, none of them are worth a bucket of warm spit in terms of taking care of the public interest. So I love your idea of a general strike. I love your idea of bringing pressure to bear.
Well, your idea.
No. I have to give you credit. I wasn't thinking as much about this as you have. But the bottom line is that I think the American public should be asking some tough questions before the election. I'm almost certain that the Democrats will lose the Senate. And the Republicans will put us into gridlock. The question for me is there a learning moment? Is there something we can do to occupy the home offices of every serving senator and every serving representative and require them, for example, to support electoral reform, which would put the public back into the public enterprise? So I throw it back to you, Alex. What do you think we should do next?
Well, number one, they're bringing Ebola patients into regular hospitals, and I went and just read the CDC standard default was to send them to special facilities, which they're now starting to do. I'm just trying to understand actually who's running the government, and because now it looks like a bunch of special interest in there stealing silverware off the deck of the Titanic. What do you think this is distracting from?
That's a great question. It's actually not distracting from as much as it's highlighting the fact that the U.S. government is out of control. Let's take one specific example, Dr. Fauci at the National Institutes of Health. This guy is an idiot. He has been shown before to be malfeasant and completely wrong on HIV and AIDS. He's been completely wrong on Ebola. And to take one very specific example, it was the CDC that was at fault for the nurses being infected, because the CDC was saying that the N95 mask was good enough and they didn't need to cover up their skin. In fact, the N95 mask is good for 0.3 microns, and Ebola, I am told by one of our analysts, is a 0.08 micron. We're also finding that Ebola has gone airborne among animals, that Ebola does survive outside the host under certain conditions, particularly cold conditions. Bottom line here is that CDC has no clue, and it is doing what most lawyers do, which is when they don't know the answer, they lie. And I think that this is a chance for America to understand the U.S. government is not helping.
Well, you're right that the Ebola virus is a lot smaller than that mask. That's been confirmed. And I just wonder how they're this inept, because I can go read their own set standards that were written by smart people that make sense and that have contained this before. Other African countries are doing that. They're containing it. Why do we have to be the country that's the dumping ground for people fleeing who have Ebola? I just don't get it.
Well, we're also the country that's the dumping ground for baby pacifiers and every other form of good that the Europeans have forbidden because it contains too many toxins. And the reason we're the dumping ground is because we have a government that makes decisions on who pays to be heard, not on what's in the public interest.
No, that's right. That's right. China executes people for melamine in milk. No one, the FDA came out and said, melamine's not bad. It doesn't matter. It causes kidney failure in babies. Just it's okay. It was in the Washington Post.
Absolutely right. And Citizens United was five Supreme Court justices that were bought and paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and Justice Powell. It took 25 years to subvert the Supreme Court, but they finally got it done. And the American people sit by apathetically while their government betrays the public interest. So Ebola, even though it's caught everybody's attention, is nothing more than a manifestation of what we've allowed the government to get away with on everything.
Well, I want to come back and just wild card ask you, what are some of the other big things you're looking at right now? I go to your site all the time, and just all the amazing things that are being discussed there. What are some of the other big balls in the air that you're focused on right now? And then we'll take some phone calls.
All right. Well, one of the things I'm wondering is if Jim Webb will get away from being Hillary Light and actually run as a coalition president.
We'll talk about that. What do you think about the situation with Russia and Ukraine? Who's winning that?
I think Russia will inevitably win, because the Ukraine is based on Russia, on speaking Russia, on Russian nationals. That is a war that the United States started to break up the forming alliance between Germany and Russia. The United States is losing on all fronts.
But they are having some economic effect on the Russians. But the Russians didn't start it, so we lose the moral high ground. I had a famous spy on just last week, and he said, well, there is no right or wrong in geopolitics, and right there is the disconnect. I mean,
yeah,
you just say there is no right or wrong. Well, where the hell are you?
No, the moral high ground matters. More on that when we come back.
Yeah, we're going to come back and talk about that straight ahead with Robert David Steele, PiBetaIota.net. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and your phone calls. Stay with us.
On September 30th, 2014, the first confirmed case of Ebola appeared in the U.S. This, combined with several other unidentified viruses, have some of our customers at 30dayfoodsupply.com concerned about the safety of our domestic food supply, resulting in a surge of our $99 90-serving kits. While we at 30dayfoodsupply.com have no expertise in epidemiology, we are aggressively purchasing raw materials that are currently in stock, and we intend to continue to sell our 30-day non-GMO emergency food supply for only $99 as long as we can. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 541-229-0010 and purchase our 30-day, 90-day serving emergency food supplies for only $99 and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010, 541-229-0010.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
I'm up here in space. I'm looking down on you. My lasers trace everything you do.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he ran major CIA operations in the Middle East, other parts of the world. Robert David Steele, author, researcher, is our guest. How do I pronounce it? I always pronounce it wrong. It's Phi Beta Iota. I just always say Phi. Phi, P-H-I, Beta Iota dot net. Or just Google Robert David Steele as the top link right there. He's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. I want to go to your phone calls, Frank and Gabe and Pam and Michelle and Michael and Daryl and others that are patiently holding. But getting back to you here, Robert, look, I've got three kids. I just want to have prosperity. I want to have freedom. I want to live in a free country. I want other countries to do well. But there's a corporate zombie view a crony capitalist view that they admit in writing books, where they want everybody else to be shut down by government and regulations, but only they are exempt to operate. Call it fascism, crony capitalism, whatever it is. They've got to know that karmically they'll never get away with enslaving everyone so they can be in control of a pile of skulls. I really don't understand the ruling class and what they're doing. Am I wrong in that analysis, or can you expand on it? I mean, where's the world going?
Well, Alex, I think you're right, but the world is changing. The elites, the 1%, have been focused for the last 50 years on creating governments that are 100% corrupt, that do exactly what they're told to do by the bankers and the elites, and that screw the public. And what has happened now is that they've realized that they're killing the golden goose. And it's not just the banks. The corporations are now starting to realize, some of the corporations, that minimum wages create serfs that can't buy their products. This is something Henry Ford knew long ago. The good news, the big news, is that the elites have broken ranks. Lady Lynn Rothschild, who it turns out comes from New Jersey, she just married a knight in England, has held a conference on inclusive capitalism. The Mars family is pressing on with something they've been doing for 50 years, which is mutuality economics. And we have our black sheep billionaires now on the West Coast. And what is happening is there is a segment of the elites that's starting to realize that everything they've been doing has been toxic for their future generations. So I think there's actually good news on the horizon.
Well, I agree with you, because over the years, a lot of elites live in Austin, and I've been in L.A., New York. I mean, I've met with really famous people, really powerful people, and they're more awake than the general public, and they're freaked out and don't like what's happening with their kids and grandkids. And then there's a disconnect then. How, if you're running the world, how is it this bad? And they go, look, there's a lot of really dark people in a core group who want everything and who want to basically wreck the whole system to ensure they get control of the future. And so what you're saying is true. There is a major split in the ranks of the elite.
Yeah, and our public education is what makes the difference. I mean, we've been dumbed down and drugged up for a long time. But what I see happening now is the public is waking up, and your listeners are in the vanguard. I really believe that the pressure can now be brought on Congress. And frankly, these 2 weeks before the election in November are prime time for us taking the government back.
I want to go to some phone calls and get their take and your response to it. But what about a year and a half ago, our own military saying we're not going to support bombing Assad for Al-Qaeda, and then them trying to change the name to ISIS and confuse the public, and Turkey's bombing the Kurds as they beg for help against ISIS. That's blowing up in their face. I mean, there's just so much good news. It's the best of times, worst of times, like Tale of Two Cities, though.
It is, and the military is still conflicted. I mean, the U.S. government is afraid of its veterans because the veterans have paid the supreme sacrifice. They have done their job. They've come home. They're disillusioned. They know they've been lied to, and they're armed and dangerous.
You got a bunch of cowardly corporate lawyers that love the military enforcing their edicts, but are scared of them.
Yes. What I see happening here is the veterans, the young college kids, the older guys like myself that are unemployed but want to work, and the soccer moms, I see us all coming together. But what we're missing is a catalyst. Ebola is an excellent precipitant for the public coming together, but we're still missing some kind of catalyst that actually brings us together in a manner much more effective than Occupy with its waggling fingers.
And that's something like a woman torturing herself on the in front of the White House of the Capitol.
Alex, I expected you to set that up after I mentioned it the first time.
We haven't found the volunteer yet. And we better watch it. Somebody does it, they'll blame it on us. We hope that doesn't happen. I mean, is there something other than that that's a precipitant that isn't so horrid? Or the Tree of Liberty's got to be watered?
I'm not sure. I certainly believe in nonviolence. I really would love to see an occupation of the home offices of every senator and representative for the next 2 weeks. And I would like to see them forced to sign a pledge to pass the Electoral Reform Act that reopens the elections to all of us, not just the two-party tyranny. That, for me, would be a good start. And I agree that Ebola is not a major threat to the country, but the incompetence of the government is. So electoral reform,
it's an indicator. It's an indicator of how out of control they are.
Yes, and electoral reform is how we restore the integrity of the U.S. government. That's the one thing we should all be able to agree on.
Sure, I just don't know if you get folks excited about that, even though I agree it's key. They may get excited enough to go storm peacefully the offices of senators and congresspeople to point out that there's a stand-down going on with the strike. The article's on Infowars.com, Stop Ebola Strike, hashtag National Strike to Force Obama to Block West African Flights. Let's go to one call before we go to break. Let's talk to Frank in New York. You're on the air with our guest, Robert David Steele. Go ahead.
Good evening. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Basically, I just want to say something right now. This Antichrist president we have, I think he's really pulling orders from Satan himself, basically. Because how can you allow people to come to this country knowing they have Ebola? It just infuriates me to no end. I'm very pissed off about this.
Well, I think what Steele said is true. Obama knows he's a complete puppet. But when you actually don't empower government people to have any power and it's all bureaucracy and all corporate interest, then it begins to manifest itself and then the whole illusion implodes.
Well, let me tar and feather John Kerry, our Secretary of State. John Kerry gave up his integrity long ago. But one of the things he did that I consider treason was burying the Iran-Contra investigation.
Oh, yeah.
John Kerry ignored letters from Gary Hart and from pilots, Plumlee and many others, and he buried that investigation because he was asked to bury it by the two-party tyranny. So from where I sit, John Kerry has no business being Secretary of State, and he is, in fact, a primary reason why we are not acting responsibly. For instance, we should have hospital ships off of the coast of West Africa.
Sure.
We should have the 30-minute test mandated for anyone coming through through Europe from West Africa before they get on a plane. Just like Homeland Security can check everybody that gets on a plane before the plane takes off, there's no reason why we can't do that.
Well, exactly. Grabbing my testicles is pointless. Checking me for Ebola if I'm coming from an Ebola country is totally reasonable. No one would complain about that.
But the key thing, Alex, is there's a test that takes 30 minutes. It can be done at the airport.
So you get there early.
It's a test that exists that the U.S. government is not requiring.
There you go. We're going to go to break and come back and go to some final calls. Michael and Daryl and Gabe and Pam and others. Again, you've got two websites, and they're both very interesting. Tell us the difference between the two different sites.
Well, the BigBatUSA.org is from my very short presidential campaign, and it's where all the ideas are that I hope someone like Jim Webb will actually pay attention. Anyone who does not look at a coalition government, electoral reform, and so forth is not going to get elected president. I'll tell you about the other one next time.
Well, absolutely, because the news site's the one I really like. We'll be right back, folks. Final segment straight ahead. As we try to talk about real issues, this is not dumbed down radio, not dumbed down TV. We talk about real issues here, not a bunch of regurgitated corporate socialist propaganda.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information they're compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's the final segment until tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Kick off a three-hour transmission.
Waging war on corruption.
Waging war.
Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season. When love runs high in the sky.
Give it to me easy.
Robert David Steele is our guest. Honored to have him here with us today. Appreciate him spending so much time with us. We're going to hit a bunch of your phone calls here right at the end. Briefly, we have InfoWarsLife.com, the most revolutionary, but a lot of it's really simple. High quality Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, a colloidal silver, silver bullet, super male vitality, super female vitality, all of it is just the most purified, high quality, hardcore stuff out there that's been known to get really great results. You've heard the great reviews. Your purchase supports the broadcast. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today. It's what I'm personally using to bolster my body's natural defenses. I'm not really worried about Ebola in the final equation like I am all the MRSA and the rest of it. And since I've been taking these products that scientists and researchers and doctors and you name it developed, it's really changed my life and helped fund our operation. So thank you all for your support, whether it's DNA Force, Oxy Powder, Fluoride Shield, Survival Shield X2, all of it, lung cleanse, it's all available at InfoWarsLife.com. And you can get the Beyond Tanya Tangerine and other products at InfoWarsHealth.com as well, and it's excellent. Going back to Robert David Steele here today taking some calls. Let's talk to Michelle who wants to comment on hospitals. She says they're volunteering to take Ebola patients. I've seen that in the news as well. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, we have some hospitals here. Columbia, Charleston, and Greenville. They are all offering Ebola help, basically. They don't have the negative pressure rooms that are required. So I don't know why.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm freaking out. I'm no medical doctor, but they had all these facilities with these pressurized rooms and BioShield and hundreds of billions spent in the last 15 years. Mr. Steele, that's my big issue. It's not just incompetence at some level. Why would they send Ebola patients? Why do they have people loading the Ebola patient nurse last week on a plane not wearing hazmat suits? What's going on?
Why was she on a commercial plane to begin with? Why wasn't she on a special flight? It really is quite astonishing. I think the public has a right to be very, very angry. CDC and NIH are not telling the truth, in part because they don't actually know what the truth is. Just like the president's so-called czar that's not a health professional. Most CDC and NIH leaders may have once studied health, but they have been bureaucrats for the last 30 years, and they've forgotten what it's like to actually care for the public.
That's it. You just hire a bunch of lawyers and PR people, and they start smoking their own dope. Pam in Texas, I've got a lot of news articles on people canceling their vacations. I don't think that's needed at this point, but if it keeps spreading, it may be. What's your take on that, Pam?
Alex, I just have to say I adore you. I know you're really busy, but we love you. I wanted to tell you, I am a medical doctor. I finished my training about 10 years ago, which was before the government started really taking over medical training and basically dumbing down doctors to not think but to only follow protocol. Anyways, my family was planning on buying 5 tickets this month to fly in United, and I just absolutely will not fly right now. And I have given up faith in my congressman for sure. So I said, I'm just going to call United directly and let them know that I've canceled our flights because maybe it's the public pressure, you know, if they see it hitting their wallet. So I called and I spoke to the lady. She was extremely nice. And she said, let me read you a memo that our company, meaning United, put out to us. So she looked through the memo, she found it, she started reading it to me, and basically what the memo said was that United was telling its employees that Ebola is totally under control, that there's nothing to be concerned about whatsoever. And I explained to the lady, you know, basically I've got a medical background, and these are the facts. You know, we went through the incubation period, 2 to 21 days, what happens if a guy gets on the plane at day 4 and is totally asymptomatic, screening procedures, nothing. And the lady was obviously very concerned, but I thought it was just horrific that she's reading me this thing that United gave them that said that there's no risk. And I
Their propaganda together, and there wouldn't be a risk if they did the screening and paid attention, but because they believe their BS is God and is reality, that's why there's the danger. Amazing points. Pam, you ought to write an article about that. We publish it, as a medical doctor giving their view on the PR. Thank you, Pam. Mr. Steele, what's your take on what she just said?
Well, I'm reminded of how everybody was lied to by George Bush after 9/11 when he told everyone to go back into New York City and there was...
Disaster's good for you.
Yeah, exactly. And breathing asbestos is wonderful. The fact is the U.S. government has gotten away with telling lies for centuries, but more so than ever in the last 50 years. And it's time for the public to start demanding the truth on every point.
I agree with you. I mean, look, in third world countries, if an agency head screws up, they get fired or arrested. And so they don't want to screw up. Here, it's like you screw up, you get increased funding. Well, that's going to cause more screw-ups.
I really agree with your previous caller. The time has come for the public to start putting economic pressure on everybody. I personally am planning to fly to Los Angeles on the 6th of November. But I do think it's absolutely irresponsible for the government to not be screening. In fact, someone just vomited in the Pentagon parking lot the other day, and she had been in West Africa. I don't know what else to say other than that people should be sitting in their congressman's office saying, look, fool, I'm going to come vomit on you if you don't start taking this seriously.
Take it serious. I think that's the new hashtag. Take Ebola serious.
Hashtag. Or just serious. Or how about hashtag truth?
Absolutely. Let's jam in a few more here. Gabe in North Carolina, you're on the air. Or North Dakota, I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Mr. Jones, because you seek the truth, I have a message for you.
Okay.
The message is this. It has begun. A warning has been given in the heavens, lest no man may boast of sending this signal. The sun shall be darkened, and the moon two more times shall not give its light and turn to blood. My people perish for the lack of knowledge.
Well, that's a creepy phone call. You know, I think the government's non-response is the real indicator of how much trouble we're in, like Mr. Steele's saying. But you got any comments on that, Steele?
Well, I'm not so sure. Well, the apocalypse, first off, can be interpreted in at least two ways. And I lean toward the more fruitful, optimistic way, which is that light comes and we reinvent ourselves in God's image and we become a heaven on earth.
Absolutely.
So I'm a positive person. I believe the U.S. government is getting to the point where it's going to melt down so completely that the public decides that it has to take matters into its own hands. And that will be a good thing for America.
I agree. At the state and county level, people getting back to reality. Last caller we have time for. Sorry, the others. Daryl in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I found a PDF from the Center for Aerobiological Sciences at the U.S. Army Research Institute of Infectious Disease at Fort Detrick, Maryland, that said Ebola has an aerosol stability that is comparable to influenza A, and that basically all it needs is winter-type conditions.
Yes.
To maximize its aerosol.
That is so bombshell. So Army document, Steele obviously knows about it. Army document says Ebola could be airborne in the winter. Will you send that document right now to whistleblowers at Infowars.com?
Yeah.
And also,
tell us the name again. Sorry, Robert, go ahead.
No, well, I would just like your viewers to know that at PhiBetaIota.net, we have Ebola as a trending item. And for the Alex Jones show, I had several of my editors put together some of the top headlines. And one of those headlines is that not only has Ebola been shown to go airborne among animals, but it is also known to survive outside the host under cold conditions.
Well, it's clearly spreading very fast now. So you're saying cold weather in this Army document makes it stronger?
No, it survives.
Well, it allows it to live longer. Yeah, yeah.
It survives outside the host. Okay, CDC does not want to admit this. CDC is being treasonously, maliciously.
Well, it's clearly spreading longer now. Sure. What's the name of that Army document again? I want to look it up right now. Caller? He's gone? Well, we'll go back to the tape and find that because, wow, that's amazing.
But there's an article about that very point at Phi Beta Iota under the.
What's the name of the article? We'll look it up. See if you can find the name of it, okay, Robert?
Not right now.
No, I understand. We're out of time. I understand. We're on air. All right. Well, that's it for the show. We'll find the article. We'll get it up on Infowars.com. That was an amazing final statement. Thank you, Mr. Steele.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central.
With all the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and save big on nascent iodine, which usually sells for $29.99, now only $24.99. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. EndTimesWarehouse.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 866-2237.